Well, the mics are back on. So is the camera. We're on our YouTube channel. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. Mage LLC is my company, also host of Radio Entrepreneurs. Thank you very much to MTP Software, our host who built our studio. Check out MTP Software. It's a great website. Our next guest is Kimberly Calvi, owner of Boston Edits. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. It's a privilege to be here.
Thank you. Tell us about Boston Edits.
Okay, well, my company is a copy editing, copywriting, and proofreading service in all manner of mediums, whether it's online or in print. A lot of what I look at, it could be manuscripts, it could be somebody's online content for their website, if they need something rewritten. Lots of websites at this point, I work with a lot of attorneys, their websites are old, over 10 years old, so they need to update that, especially if their practice areas have morphed into something else in a different practice area. I also look at manuscripts, young adult fiction. I'm working on a book right now that is a home renovation book, as well as another book that is for best business practices. So I run the gamut in terms of what I look at, whether it's online content, somebody's website, or somebody's manuscript, or even somebody's blog if they need that copy written, because I do produce original content. And also, I look at anything that needs to be proofread, too. Somebody might have a menu for a catering company. Before they produce it, they send it to the printer. They need somebody to have a second look at it.
You're the second eyes.
Pretty much, yes, yes.
That's something I believe in, and I stress with my whole staff, always don't send anything out without double-checking it.
You'd be surprised at some of the things I see.
You'd be surprised at how many times I keep saying it. Present company included.
We all do it. We all do it.
Yeah, so. You got to send everybody. It's always good to have another look, mm-hmm. fresh look.
Absolutely.
So, yep. Kimberly, let's get into your background. How did your mm-hmm. career evolve into doing this?
Well, way back in the day, I mean, my first love started with books. Is I worked in a library shelving books, which all of my friends thought was the worst thing in the world. I thought, I can't think of anything I'd rather do. But then fast forward, my first big girl job, I was working for an IT consultancy, and my boss very nicely asked me to begin writing white papers on software and hardware. He gave me my start that way. So my background started in IT. My education is in international marketing and brand management. And so it just kind of parlayed all that writing and the branding into what I have since done, which is working for publishing companies. I have worked with attorneys, like I said, their websites or even their templates. For example, a trust and estate planning attorney might have different types of documents that are pretty generic, and he just needs somebody to look at them. I do have a legal background, so I understand that jargon as well. And I have also worked for Fidelity, mutual funds. They're looking at their 401k prospectuses. So it was able to parlay all of that background, marketing, branding, the editing component, anything that I've been exposed to in each one of those verticals, and produce quality work. And that's pretty much been my history and my background. Boston Edits got its start as a side hustle. People that I knew had their own business, and they would say, you know, I'm getting ready to launch a website, or I need a trifold proofread before I send it to the printer. Can you look at it? So I've consistently been doing that for about 20 years. And just in the last 3 or 4 years, it's become a steadier gig, if you will. And people have just reached out to me, and it has morphed into my own company.
Very nice. Do you work alone?
I do.
So you're a home office?
Yes. And sometimes I go down the street to my favorite coffee shop, but yes.
Oh, you're the ones who always have all the coffee tables and the laptops on them.
Yeah, we do tend to monopolize it. I have my own special table, but that's all right. I'm able to focus during the lunch crowd, which is fine.
So tell me, if I were to read your work, mm-hmm. do you have a style that identifies you? Excuse me, I'm fighting a sneeze.
Well, not really. That's the beauty of what I try to do for my clients is, as you know, every business has to promote itself online and in print. So when I write for my clients, I write with their voice, not with my voice. What I do is I meet with my clients and get a sense for who they are, what they do, what they're trying to accomplish, what makes them better and different, because that's really what standing out from the competition is all about. And so I write so that it sounds like them, not like me.
Right. That's good. Is that hard for you to do that?
Not really. I love it. It's just about listening to the other person. the language that they use, the syntax, how they express themselves. Some people talk with their hands like I do. So you can tell the
not today
like,
you
well,
don't.
No, my hands
no,
are
your
going,
hands are
my
locked
hands are going
under the table.
Yeah, they are. They are. The way some people communicate is like, for example, I've worked with lawyers that, believe it or not, they're very succinct. They speak like Hemingway used to write, you know, five words or less per sentence kind of a thing. And then there's some that just go on for an entire paragraph, and that's one sentence. And you just have to get used to, you know, spend time with your client, listen to how they communicate, how they express themselves, how they move their bodies even, and just, do they make eye contact? Are they animated? Are they very serious? And just kind of capture their nuance and put it on paper or put it online eventually.
So you do sort of interview them and get to know them.
I try to
transfer their personality to paper.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Nice.
Absolutely. Because ultimately, especially for website content, that's really what's going to draw the website visitor to make the website visitor call that person. They're going to read the person's website and they're going to be like, "I what this person is saying is resonating with me. I like this person. I'm going to call them because their product or service makes sense to me. It's fulfilling a need."
Interesting. So how do you find your clients?
Well, a few means. I belong to a couple of networking associations in the area, and then just LinkedIn. And then other editors, we tend to know each other. We know what our specialties are. Like, for example, I won't look at anything that's in the biopharm vertical, but I have an editor who does. So we tend to refer back business back and forth to each other. And then just people just hear about me through word of mouth.
Interesting. But do lawyers refer to lawyers?
Yes, they do. They do. Because somebody might be in business defense litigation, and one of the attorneys that they're in regular contact with might be somebody who does trust and estate planning or intellectual property. And so they all refer their own clients to each other, and then they'll say, "Oh yeah, you know, just in talking. Oh yeah, I need somebody to look at my website or do a blog. Who do you know?" And that's how business comes my way.
So I think it's someone like you could bill different ways: by the hour, by the paper, by the project,
yes,
by the retainer. Do you do all of the above?
All of the above, depending on the project. Like, for example, a manuscript, industry standard, bill by the page. Some do by the word. That's with heavy duty content editing, which I will do, but I prefer to do it by the page. That way my client kind of has an expectation of what their final bill is going to be. If I'm doing website content, if it's from scratch, like somebody has a brand new practice or a brand new business and that's building the website, that's a flat fee because it's a project. And if somebody just needs some new pages for a website, then, you know, that's also a project. And manuscripts, same thing.
So, Kimberly, if somebody were looking for you at, I'm speaking with Kimberly Calvi, owner of Boston Edits. Mm-hmm. If someone was looking for you, how would they find you?
Well, I do have my own website, bostonedits.com. I am on Twitter, LinkedIn. I have a Facebook page that's personal, but my website address, URL, is there as well.
Great.
And Instagram, too.
Great having you on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was nice speaking with you.
Continued success. And remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, host of the show and also CEO, chairman of Mage LLC, management consulting firm. And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.